This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month. Get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
We're in the middle of rebuilding. It's a fast rebuild. All of a sudden, you know, I was like one of the few people excited about the incomplete teardown.
You were excited about us going 0-16, man.
Yeah, I didn't mind because I wanted the talent to develop, and I knew that Chris Greer knew what he was doing. And think about this. After all that hell you thought we were going to go through, it was only one season.
And it wasn't even hell. The last nine games.
Was fun.
Right?
Was a lot of fun, and knocking out the Patriots.
Dude, that was the cherry on top.
We were the beginning, the igniting of the demise of the Patriots. Okay? Pick six, knocking your ass out, making you play in the wild card round, you're out. Next year you lose Brady, and now you're trailing the Dolphins in the standings. Ha! F you, Patriots.
I see Phil Collins. Ha ha ha!
That's it. Little Mama. Love that song. God. Still remember that concert. Orange Bowl. Sombrero.
Oh, a lot of this is
back
about...
Back-to-back nights.
Yeah, oh, yeah. A lot of this is about 2 weeks to prepare.
Yeah.
You're maxing out and giving the kid really a what you should do with your players. Give them every chance to succeed.
What a great coach does, and I'm not saying Brian Flores is a great coach, but here are the characteristics of a great coach. You develop a culture. They buy in. You develop a team. They buy in. The team responds, and they start to play well. Instead of throwing the kid out there to be your savior and save everything, now Tua can step into a team that has receivers playing well, tight ends playing well, running backs doing a serviceable job, offensive line doing an excellent job of pass blocking. So now, and the defense has actually gotten better because when you added Byron Jones, baby, that changed the whole dynamics of that defense. Have you noticed that? You got the two shutdown corners on each end, right? I know, Sam Madison, Pat Surtain back in the day. When you have those kind of guys, it changes everything.
Don't forget the other kid, Jones, the rookie kid,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He played really well out of position, brother.
That's right. That's right. And again, it's because the people in the front office know what the hell they're doing. So now you have created an environment that the coach feels, okay, my guy can play now. And I'm going to give him 2 weeks to prepare. So Flores has done everything possible to set it up. Now, if the offensive line wasn't playing well, if the receivers were injured, if Fitz is running for his life, I doubt this decision is made. But Fitz is not running for his life. Fitz actually has running backs. He has tight ends. He has wide receivers. He has an O-line. He has a good damn offensive coordinator. So now everything fell into place. So now's the time. You put Tua in. Makes all the sense in the world, baby. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I love everything about it, okay? Even though I may not have pulled the trigger myself at this time, but I understand. See, this is what I love about these guys now. For 20 years, those of you that have followed me, I ripped this team constantly because they do things that never made sense. This makes sense. When you take a step back and you look at the process, it's not a bad thing to put them out there now because of the way people are playing. I can't argue with that. I can't argue with the way the line is playing and the receivers and the tight ends and the running backs and the offensive coordinator is putting everybody in positions to be successful. Can you argue with that? I can't. Holy moly, we have a lot of receivers. 2021 Parker, Preston, Ford, Jakeem, Bowens Jr., Callaway, Collins, Hearns, Gesicki. Yeah. Tremolio, listen to me, my brother, and every Dolphin fan out there in the world, I will repeat it over and over and over again. I've said it many times over the last year. The Dolphins will prove to have one of the best front offices in the NFL. Okay? I keep telling people this ain't the same freaking Dolphins, dude. You keep thinking that the other shoe's going to fall, that they're going to do stupid things, that they're going to give away draft picks, that they're, none of that is happening anymore. They don't give away big salaries. They handle the cap the right way. They can find talent in street free agency. They can find talent all over the place. Okay? So that's why I tell you that that's what you're going to learn, that these guys, they know what the hell they're doing, man. And they're going to find talent all over, and they're going to load this team up all over. Look at the Shaheen kid. They gave up crap for him. And he's a high draft pick, right? Second rounder, you guys took him?
Yeah, it's second or third at the latest.
Yeah.
And we didn't understand it because he's from a little school.
Yeah, yeah.
And I gave you the stats yesterday.
Yeah.
Dude, in one game, the guy almost covered 2 years, 17 and in. The previous year, he had 120-something in eight games.
Right.
He had 51 yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, they're developing the other kid. We have three tight ends on our team.
Right.
Being productive.
Right, right. So I just think this is a team that's, we got a different front office. We got a different team. We got a future. This is going to be fun. Finally, all the crap that we went through the last 20 years, it's just, you know, that's the best part. When I see a lot of you in Cleveland this year for the draft, we're going to be able to commiserate about all of this, and we're going to talk about this. We're going to laugh about all of this because it's been a sucky 20 years before last year. And I just think things are changing. And I've thought about this from the get-go when they hired Greer, that I just said, that's why I was so excited about this process, because finally it's a process that makes sense. It's a process that you're using the right people. It's a process that now you're actually going to build a franchise again that used to be one of the great franchises in the NFL, in all of sports. And we're going to get back to being a great franchise in the NFL again. It's just going to be a lot of fun. I love Fitzy. He's a true professional. I believe he was correct mentor for Tua. That being said, in the second half of that game, we should have been up 38-0. And I think that's a reason why those two interceptions were kind of reckless. And I think Flores said, you know, I don't think our kid's going to be reckless. We're winning. We got a pretty good team around us right now. I think he can go out there. Let me give him a chance. Let me give him 2 weeks to prepare. So he is really as prepared as possible. He's had 6 weeks now to watch Fitz prepare for one game after another, after no off season. So now they feel this is the time. And I love
it. It's a hell of a test. If he passes the Rams test,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's a good barometer, man.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Their history shows this is all facts. I just like what I've seen from our guys, man. I just think we have the right people in place.
In your experience, how odd is it for like a defensive-minded coach to be that involved with the quarterback and film and stuff like that?
I've never seen it.
In all your years.
It's Belichick and him.
Okay.
I've never seen it because usually
you stick to your side of the ball.
Exactly. That's what happens. You know, because you usually feel like a fish out of water when you don't.
You kind of get in the way.
Yeah.
You kind of get in the way.
Why do you think he went and got Changeli? Because he didn't want it. And think about this. If Flo is comfortable enough to watch film with the quarterback, then he's comfortable enough to know a lot about Changeli.